Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute. And we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
John chapter 14 and verse 1, hallelujah, says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, also believe in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Oh my goodness, what does that say to you? Does it say to you the same thing it says to me? That Jesus has been away from this earth in heaven for over 2,000 years preparing. He's been preparing our place for you, Brother Bob, for you, Sister Cheryl, for you, Sister Donna, for all of us in here today. He's been preparing a place for us. He's been working on that place for us for over 2,000 years. Can you imagine what that's going to be like? Glory to God. Would you stretch your hands this way and pray for me today? Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, I love you today, dear Lord. I praise and magnify your name today, dear Lord. I ask your touch be upon this service today, upon my mouth, my heart, my tongue. Allow me, dear God, to bring forth the word today in a way that would magnify and uplift you, O Lord. That it might glorify you, dear God. That it might magnify the name of Jesus above all the earth today, dear Lord. Anoint me, dear God, that I bring forth this word in a way that would glorify you, magnify your name. And it might go forward, dear God, into the ears of all those under the sound of my voice, that they might grow from it, they might learn from it. Their souls and lives might be changed and nourished by it in the blessed and holy and righteous name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you, O God. And everybody say it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. We, as Christians, we talk about all the time the blessings of God. Amen. I'm going to praise God for salvation. I'm going to praise God for the fact that He's written my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm going to praise God that I'm going to spend eternity with Him in glory. I'm going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. How, somebody glorify God. I praise God for the wife He gave me, for the daughters He gave me, for that sweet, precious grandbaby. Hallelujah. For the sons that He just recently given me. Hallelujah. I praise God for that. I praise God for this church. I praise God for each and every one of you. I praise God for breath in my body today. I praise God for this service, and I praise God for the joy that's moving through my soul this morning. I praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I woke up this morning in terrible shape. I woke up this morning feeling absolutely horrible, and I was thinking, I might not go today. But then I said, no, I'm going to serve God. I'm going to the house of the Lord. He's put a word on my heart. And if he's put a word on my heart, he's going to see me through to say it. He's going to see me through to bring it. Hallelujah. You know what that word is? There's a day coming. We as Christians, we talk about the blessings of God and the day he, we talk about the days that he blesses us, about the days that he touches us. But most importantly, we need to talk about that great day in the morning. Come on, somebody. That getting up Sunday. Hallelujah. We'll take our last breath here. And our next breath we take will be in glory. Praise be unto the living God. Thank you, Jesus. There'll be no more lymphedema. There'll be no more diabetes. There'll be no more heart issues. There'll be no more gallbladder issues. There'll be no more anything. There'll be, for God shall wipe away every tear from our eyes. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Are you ready to have him wipe away your tears? Praise be unto the living God. There's going to be a glorious day. A day when we shall be caught away. A glorious day coming. For the faithful of God. Amen. Amen. Jesus told his disciples that he was getting ready to go to his Father's house. And he was getting ready to go there and prepare a place for them. But he said, don't be afraid. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, also believe in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go there to prepare a place for you. That right there is enough to get me excited. But the next words out of his mouth just light up my soul. The next words out of his mouth says, but I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Come on, somebody. Are you looking forward to that time when he will come again and receive us unto himself? Glory to God. Paul began to teach of that day. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 51, he says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality. So that when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Hallelujah. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Paul taught that the believers would not be left. He followed the teaching that Jesus gave him in John chapter 14. He said that the believers would not be left behind. He called it a great mystery. It was a mystery because the corruptible were then going to put on incorruption. And the mortal were then going to put on immortality. Can anybody get a grip on that? My Bible tells me that when the rapture takes place, I'm going to receive a glorified body. Amen. Amen. Over the years, I've tried to imagine what that glorified body's like. In college, I did an art series on the glorified body, and everybody was made out of silver or gold in that art series that I did. Hallelujah. And then there was another time when I had a dream about being transformed, and we all just instantly burst into balls of light. And it looked like we were glass balls of light with light shimmering from inside, colored light sparkling from inside. And over the years, I keep imagining, I keep wondering, what is that glorified body going to be? One that's incorruptible, one that can't be corrupted by sin, One that there'll be no more tears, no more sorrow, no more hunger, no more pain. Come on, somebody. Somebody glorify God. Thank you, Jesus. He talked about a catching away. Now, that catching away, we all know what that is, right? That's the rapture of the church. There's a great deal debate over the fact that the word rapture is not in the Bible. It is not in the Bible. It is a phrase that was adopted in the 1800s because it was a phrase that was adopted to mean another piece that was in the Bible. In the original Greek, it's called the harpazo. You know what the word harpazo means? The catching away. Do you know why there's so much confusion over the pre-trib and the post-trib rapture of the church and the second coming? It's because people don't understand that the rapture of the church and the second coming are two different things. And in the scriptures, sometimes it's talking about the rapture of the church, and then sometimes it's talking about the second coming when Jesus Christ comes back with the armies of glory and they will fight the battle on earth, the last battle on earth. That will be at the end of tribulation. But the rapture, come on somebody, the rapture could take place at any moment. Because the Lord says that not even Jesus himself knows that time, but God the Father only. Amen? Harpazo means a catching away. And that passage of scripture, whenever I hear it, it feels like I'm wearing a suit of armor. Amen? 1 Thessalonians 4:16 says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." I wear that passage of scripture every time I hear it, every time I read it. I feel like it's the full armor of God covering my body, my soul, and spirit, because I know that there's a last day coming, and I'm going to be caught away. I'm going to be experiencing harpazo. Somebody glorify God. Oh, what a day that will be. When my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, and he takes me by his hand and leads me through the promised land. Oh, what a day that will be. Come on, somebody. Are you ready for that day that's coming? He talks about a great wedding day, the marriage supper of the Lamb. In Revelation 21 and 1, it says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, adorned, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them, and he will be their God.'" Are you looking forward to that day? Hallelujah. The marriage supper of the Lamb. That great day in the morning. Somebody praise him today. Revelation chapter 21 and 4 says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, neither crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." The former things are passed away. He's talking, when he says the former things are passed away, you can take that two ways. You can talk about all the experiences in your life that's caused you misery. They're going to be gone. All the things in your life that have got in your way and caused you to fall down, they're going to be gone. They're going to be passed away. Or you can look at it as he was using the former things passed away are the tears, the sorrows, no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, no more pain. Those are the former things that can be listed here. "And he that sat upon the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.' And he said unto me, 'Write, for these words are true and faithful.'" Somebody glorify him in the house today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I remember my mama, Hurricane Hazel Carter. My mother called me. She said, "Pray for me, Mac. I'm taking your mama to the hospital. She's got an appointment for a testing or something. She's got an appointment at the doctor. And she hadn't had any kind of inkling that anything was going on. It was just a regular testing, regular checkup. And she said, I just feel different about this one. And then after they went to the doctor, my mom called me. She said, Matt, your mama started telling me all these things. She said she started telling me about what it was going to be like when she got to heaven. She said, she told me that Papa was going to be there waiting for me at the gate. And when I get there, I'm just going to hug him and kiss him. And she said, and all those people, my loved ones who've gone on, they'll be there waiting to see me when I get there. And she said, and I'm just going to spend some time just hugging their necks and kissing them on the face. And she said, and all those people that I have prayed with and led them to the Lord and they have passed on and they're in heaven now, I'm going to go and go with them, each one, to go around and see their mansion. And I'm going to spend the next 10,000 years just walking around to their mansions, and I'm going to go in and I'm going to ooh, and I'm going to ah, and I'm going to say how beautiful that is. And she said, and when that's done, I'm going to go to my mansion for about 15 minutes and I'm going to look at it, and I'm going to ooh, and I'm going to ah, and I'm going to just say how wonderful it is. And then I'm going to spend the rest of eternity at the feet of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to spend the rest of eternity at his feet, worshiping him, my Savior, my Lord. I'm going to spend the rest of eternity right there.
Thank you, Lord.
And when they got back from that appointment, they determined that she had colon cancer and it had moved over to her liver. And they hospitalized her the next day. And from that time on, she went down. And there was times I went into that hospital to see my mama and she was completely out of her mind from the morphine and from the battering that her body had taken from that cancer. It was just eating her alive. And I remember walking in there one day in those weeks that she was there, and I was having chest pains. And I had been having chest pains for a number of weeks. And I hadn't told anybody. I hadn't told Renee. It was just hurting. And I walked in there to see my mama, and she was talking out of her head. And I walked up beside her bed, and I took her by the hand. And when I took her by the hand, I saw the anointing of God come into her eyes. And the fire of God that went into her eyes, she turned and looked at me, and she said, boy, you better go have that taken care of. And I said, what? What are you talking about? She said, you know what I'm talking about. And I said, what? And she tapped her chest. She said, that. Oh, you wouldn't believe the shivers that went down my spine. And then just minutes later, she was back out of her head. But the anointing had come over her again. And she spoke under the anointing of God. They sent her home for a few weeks. And while she was home, she was in the bed. And they were having hospice come and visit her. And my mother would relate the story. She said, I would go in there and sit with her, Mac, and she would just, all of a sudden, she'd just lose her breath and go, Sandy, look at the foot of the bed. Look at this, she said. And I look and I wouldn't see anything, but Mama said, look, do you see that angel? She's wearing long, flowing, gossamer blue. And she's got brilliant red hair. And there's just a glow about her face. And she's standing there at the foot of my bed. Sandy, don't you see her? And Mama couldn't see her, but Mama was just in tears because she could feel the glory of God in the place. And then they ended up having to take her back to the hospital a few days later after that. And when they took her, she was laid in the hospital. And she was not conscious. She hadn't been conscious for many days. And Mom and Dad were spending rotating shifts in there. And it was about 3 a.m. in the morning, and Mom had drifted off to sleep, and Dad was sitting there in the chair. Dad respected my mama a great deal. He loved her. He said while he was sitting there, about the time Mom drifted off to sleep, he heard the most beautiful gospel music start to play, and it got loud. He kept wondering, why ain't this waking Sandy up? And he heard it, and he couldn't tell where it was coming from. And he got up and walked out to the hallway, and he could still hear it. And he started walking down the hallway. And while he was walking down the hallway, he could hear it, but it was fading out. So he knew it was coming. He turned around and went back to the room, and the closer he got back to the room, the louder it became. And he walked back into that room, and Mama had passed in that moment. He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
That where I am, there you may be also. My dad, he was unsaved when that took place. He was not serving God. But it was not many days after that when I was able to be praying with my dad and he came to Jesus.
Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's a glorious day. There's a great day coming. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
There's a great day coming.
Yes.
But that great day that's coming for us is a terrible day for the unbeliever.
That's right.
It's a terrible day for them that are not serving God. It's a terrible day for your loved ones. Luke 13 and 25 says, when once the master of the house has risen up and hath shut the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock on the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not which you are. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not which you are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets of the kingdom of God, you shall yourselves thrust out. People will be thinking, well, we were with you, Lord. We went to church with you, Lord. We went to Sunday school, Lord. Every now and then, we'd go to Sunday night, Lord. We'd go to Sunday morning about every month. We were with you, Lord. He's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. And you'll be cast out. Matthew 7:21 says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works. And then I will profess unto you, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. People think it's because God moves through them, God uses them, that they have everything all right. That is a lie that's come from this world. There's only one thing that makes sure that your heart is right with him, and that is repentance. And that is sanctification, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the evidence of speaking in tongues, and that is making sure that you go and sin no more. And when you do sin, you repent, do your first works over, and ask forgiveness. Hebrews 10 and 23 says, let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after that we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation. That passage of scripture right there is shatteringly fearful in a number of ways. Number one, it says, don't forsake going to church. When it's time to go to church, get your body up off the couch and go to church. Amen? Number two, for if you sin willfully after that you've come to the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. That's scary. Some people will look at that and say, well, if we get saved and we go back to sin, we can't be saved again. There can't be no more sacrifice. That's not what was going on right there. He was speaking to the Hebrews. because the Hebrews were getting saved and coming to Jesus and accepting Christ as Lord and Savior. And then they were deciding they were going to go out and commit sin. And when they were going to go out and commit sin, they said, well, it'll be all right, because at Passover we'll just sacrifice another lamb and it'll be all right. But Paul said, no, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin after you've accepted Christ. He's the final sacrifice. But only a fearful looking. Amen. Saints of God, it's a terrible day for the unbeliever. It's a great and wondrous day for each of us who've accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. It's a wonderful day. But for those of us, our loved ones, who don't know Him, that day is not a great day. It's a terrible day. It's an evil day. It's a day that once it's here, it will never, ever be the same. Once that day is here, it's all over. Once that day is here, it's too late then to say, I'll come to you now, Lord. There's so many that say, Lord, when I get done doing all the things I want to do, then I'll come to you. Lord, when it's time for you to come, and I know it's time for you to come, then I'll come to you. Lord, when I look up and I see you setting foot on the clouds, then I'll know that it's time to come to you. Then I'll come to you. But the thing of it is, when that day happens, it'll be happening so fast, you won't have time. If you're watching by live stream or you're listening by the radio, let me say this to you. You don't have time to wait anymore. It's time to come to Jesus. Because when that day comes, it'll be too late to try to make things right. Would you bow your heads with me today? Our most kind and gracious Father, my Lord and Savior, I approach your throne today, dear God, that you would send your anointing out, dear God, across this congregation, throughout the internet, throughout the live stream, throughout the radio and TV, dear God, that we are broadcasting. Send the anointing of the Holy Ghost to grip hearts and to bring about the power of conviction, dear God, upon their hearts and souls. Draw them, dear God, to salvation. Draw them, dear God, to accepting your Son Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Repentance, dear God, of their sin. And asking forgiveness. And turning away from that sin, dear God. And going and sinning no more. Lord, I ask your touch to be upon this, all those under the sound of my voice today. And if there be one, dear Lord, that does not know for sure that if you were to split the eastern sky this moment, that they would go to you, Lord, I ask that you would pour out conviction upon their hearts today. Draw them to you, O Lord. Let your power and your spirit be upon them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Is there anyone today that needs to come and get things right between you and the Lord? The altars are open. Is there anyone today that's watching by live stream that you need to get things right between you and the Lord, because you see the day approaching? If you do, I want you to pray this prayer with me, and I want everybody in here to pray this prayer with me today. Dear Lord, I'm a sinner. Jesus, I know you're the Son of God. I know you died on the cross for my sin. You were raised again on the third day. Come into my heart and forgive me, Lord. Lord, I thank you for salvation. I thank you, dear God, for those who have accepted you today.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Dorm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night. Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m. and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m. or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, hope for the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.